It's so important in the Christian life for us to be reminded, oftentimes, of what we already know. Being reminded just makes things more real for us. So being reminded that we're sinners, it's not an opportunity to beat ourselves up. It's supposed to be, it should be, an opportunity to remember why we need the Savior, why this world is not enough and will never be enough. From our scripture readings today, there's a great focus on the heart. Do you have a whole heart? Do you have a heart that is whole? Are you wholehearted? What does it mean to have a whole heart? I think it means to be undivided. It means that I know the object of my heart's longing, and I'm not pulled in one direction, then another. If you had two girlfriends or two boyfriends, that's a divided heart. Might be exciting for a little short time, but it would pull you apart. Plus, how would the others respond once they found out? How should God respond that sometimes we run after all kinds of others? After movies or sleep or alcohol or Instagram or food or... Is it possible for our hearts to be wholly for God, completely for God, and to bring a heart that's wholly for God to watch that movie? Or when we go to sleep, or when we have a drink or eat, or when we check out Instagram, can I bring a heart wholly for God to all the things that I do in the course of my day? Let's listen again to the words of the prophet Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. How does fasting and weeping and mourning help me to have a whole heart? How am I supposed to have a whole heart if I'm also supposed to rend my heart? Those are great questions. Fasting empties me, weakens me, makes me wonder if I'm going to survive, makes me remember my mortality, makes me realize that I could die, that I will die eventually. And then what would happen to me? Fasting is supposed to humble me. If I'm emptied of the stuff of this world, emptied of myself, then I could be ready to be filled with God. Walking around hungry all day could make me think about food a lot. Could also make me think about physical survival and spiritual survival. The less dependent I am on the stuff of this world, the more in tune I start to become with the truths of the next world. Fasting helps me to have a whole heart. When Joel says to rend your hearts, he doesn't mean we're supposed to have a broken heart in the romantic sense. Though if your spouse or your significant other is more important than God, then you have a divided heart. To rend my heart, I think, can mean at least two things. It can mean that I need to rend my heart away from being attached to something of this world. Maybe I need to tear my heart away from gaming or doom scrolling or shopping or eating or sports. Most importantly, we need to rend our hearts away from sin. It's very human. It's very common. Even in the confessional, you know, people come in. I go in to the confessional sometimes and confess my sins, or we confess our sins, and it's like, you know, I want to stop this. I realize this is wrong. It's hard to rend our hearts away from sin sometimes. Rend it away from all worldliness so that it can be wholly attached to God, Sometimes it's hard to even imagine what that's like. Renting my heart is also important if I have a hardened or stony heart. Sometimes I need to break through or have God break through my hard-heartedness so that I can actually weep because of my own sufferings and sorrows or the sufferings and sorrows of another. Maybe I have a hard heart because I'm afraid and I want to protect myself from being hurt. Joel says, "Rend your hearts and return to the Lord." What will the Lord do if I come to him with a wounded, torn, vulnerable heart? He'll heal it. He will heal your heart. Do you believe that? Do you trust him to do that? Do you trust him with your heart? Holy. It's an interesting prayer image to go to the Lord with your heart in your hands. And while you hold your heart out to him, he begins to slowly peel back layer after layer. He's peeling back the fear of not fitting in, the fear of being laughed at, the fear of being overlooked or rejected, the fear of losing a loved one, the fear of failing, fear of looking like a fool or sounding like a fool, the fear of not being enough. And when he's finished with all of his peeling, what's the heart of Father Dan look like without fear? What does your heart look like without fear? A whole heart. None of those fears belong to our heart. Let the Lord rend them away so that we become wholehearted. I just want to close by looking to Jesus' words in the gospel today on prayer, which are also about the heart. He says, go to your inner room. Go to your heart and close the door. Could also be translated, lock the door. Which sounds kind of lonely, doesn't it? Lock yourself inside your heart. But the third command in that section there, he says, and pray to your Father there in your heart. You're not alone at all. God is in the heart with you. Pause for a moment. Just let that soak in. When you pray, go to your heart and lock the Lord in there with you and talk it out. Or simply, quietly hold your heart up to him for rending and for healing. Fasting is about emptying yourself. Almsgiving is about emptying yourself. Prayer is about letting yourself be healed. We need to humble ourselves this Lent because the world can't satisfy. Christ doesn't offer easy, but he does offer real. Real love, real truth, real hope, real communion. Now, in closing, please just take a moment and close your eyes and go to your heart and close the door with the Lord inside with you, just the two of you alone, and pray to him. Say to him, my heart belongs to you. Hold up your heart for him to undo and to heal. Pray with the words of the psalmist today. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Create a clean heart in me, O God. This Lent, pray to be wholehearted.